Hi there, my name is Blanche Bozanke. I'm from St. Ninian's Community Church and I'm doing a podcast for Lent. I'm going to read Luke 15, 11 till 24. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to the fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate." If you ask yourself the question, what kind of person were you before you knew Christ? If I'm honest, I was very worldly. I was selfish, didn't consider others, and I can say that my ways were not pleasing to God. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The person I was then is not the person I am today, and I thank Jesus Christ for the changes in my life and giving me the opportunity to put things right with him. And through him, I am a new creation. I'd like to read Ephesians 1:7, and it says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace." Amen. So to have forgiveness is not easy, as this goes against the nature of man. When I'm faced with situations in my life where something has upset me, at that moment I realise that I'm nothing like Christ. And this is where I have to deny myself. If our hearts are hard, nothing good can enter the heart. Having forgiveness sets us free from pain, suffering and bondage. The story of the parable and the lost son. The father could see that his son had a repentant heart, and through this his father accepted him back into his life, the way Jesus has grace and mercy upon each and every one of us. Let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we come before you in this joyful day. I want to thank you for your Son Jesus Christ and how he died on the cross so that we could be forgiven of our sins. I pray, Lord, that you reach out to the poor and the needy, the lost and the unsaved. I pray that you touch their hearts and give them the same great opportunity, Lord, that you have given each and every one of us. I pray, Lord, that you help us, Lord, to have a grateful heart and to always be content with every decision that you make. Help us, Lord, to always hold on to you, because this is where we will find healing. We praise your holy name. You are the Father, you are the Creator, you are our Provider, you are the beginning, you are the end, and we need you. We thank you, Lord, because without you, we are nothing. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I ask and pray.